Sue Storm, the angel lady, is an expert on angels. As a child during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, Rx for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm.
Everyone, and welcome to Angel Talk. This is Sue Storm, and I'm so excited to be back again on the air. This has been it's been a long time, and I've missed all of you. I've missed doing this. So let's start out right away by me giving out the phone number. If you're listening and you'd love to call in, because I would love to have you call in, the number is 888-268-4313, and I'll repeat that, 888-268-4313. And what we're doing is we're taking the Angel First Aid Rx for Success book, and we're talking about the individual chapters and just giving you extra information. And this chapter today is support. The support of the angels, how they help you, how they give you a solid foundation. And if you have any questions about support or any questions about any subject, just call in and ask, and we'll help you out. The angels and I will help you out. So we'll start with a little bit about me. If you haven't tuned in before, because it's been a while, or you've forgotten, I had a near-death experience as a child, and from that time on, I've been hearing, seeing, and feeling angels, and they have just consistently been a part of my life. And so you can ask me questions about any subject that you'd like, and I can answer them, and I can help you make your life better. My whole role, my job this lifetime is to help you make your life better, make more money, be happier, healthier. And again, talking about support, and that's what it is. I am a support system for you, and my angels were all a support system for you. So what we want to do is we want to talk about the angel specialist. And someone called me after one of the radio shows and said, oh, I write down really fast when you're talking about the angel specialist because I want to get all of their names. So I will go very slow, and I will be sure that you do not miss one of the angel specialists that's going to help you and support you. So here we go. You have Archangel Michael, who is the archangel that works with guidance, protection, support, and also divine justice. So Archangel Michael is the top archangel. He's my archangel. He's the one that talks to me all the time. And he's the angel of divine justice. Then you have Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, Barry, who's the angel of strength. And without strength, you have no power and there is no support. You're a wobbly foundation. So Barry is the angel of strength. And then you have Cheryl. And Cheryl is the angel of customer relations. Now, this is depending on what your job is, but if you need support in that area, if somebody has, not given you what you need, or you're in that field, customer relations, talk to Cheryl. Christopher is an angel that I love, and Christopher is the angel of opportunity. And without opportunity, what do we have? So if you're looking for a new business opportunity, if you're looking for an opportunity for happiness, Christopher is the angel that you want to talk to. The next one is Jacob. And Jacob is the angel of education. And if you are taking a real estate exam, if you're in school, if you're in college, if you're thinking about going back to school, or you have any situation, even a driver's test, if you have any situation where you need an angel beside you to help you study or to be with you and support you in that way, then Jacob is the angel that you want to talk to. So now let's go to the consultation. And this is a little piece that I talk about every week that's in the Angel First Aid RX for Success book. And Harold is the angel of support. So Harold will be the one that's going to give you this consultation. What he says is, everyone, including seasoned professionals, benefits from the guidance and encouragement of others. Staying on the fast track of career development can be accomplished by inviting valuable mentors and colleagues into your life. And I cannot tell you how important mentors and colleagues are. I mean, that is the optimum support system. He continues, a reliable support system provides increased financial security. Bingo. Right on. And that's absolutely true. If the more support you have from your angels, from those around you, from the mentors and colleagues, the stronger you're going to be. And again, that was a consultation by Harold, who's the angel of support. Okay. Now let's go to one of the success questions. We have, will angels facilitate team building? And the answer is, camaraderie as well as compatibility are paramount to creating a profitable organization. And that's true. Camaraderie is. Celestial beings can enhance partnerships between individuals striving to work together. Well, that's interesting. And this is coming from Jordan, the angel of teamwork. That's another angel that it would be good to remember, because Jordan is teamwork, and teamwork is very important in feeling supported. So, mutually beneficial conclusions to assignments will be fostered by an angel team in the work environment. That's an idea. Take an angel team to work with you. Get your team ready and go to and take your team to work, or take your team with you if you're going out on a date, or take your team with you if you're going to do something that you're uncomfortable with. Your angel team will always be with you. That's really exciting and really true. And of course, if you haven't gotten the names of your personal angels and you'd like to call in, I'm going to give the number again, 888-268-4313. 888-268-4313. If you'd like the names of your angels and you'd like to know what they can do to help you. All right. Let's talk about some of the affirmations. If you remember, every chapter has an affirmation. And affirmations are something that you say over and over again that brings a desired result to you. So the affirmations for support are, and I'm really excited about this one, I am receiving wealth. I am receiving wealth. And just keep saying that. Say it in the morning. Say it in the shower. Say it when you're driving. I am receiving wealth. I am receiving wealth. And if that's not the kind of support that you want, you can change it and you can say, I am receiving health, or I am receiving love. Or you can do different things too if you'd like to. You can receive wealth in the morning, love in the afternoon, and guidance in the evening. But the affirmation is something that starts with I am, and it says, I am receiving wealth. Don. I'll take my caller.
Well, I was wondering, I have a knee injury that no one seems to be able to find out what's wrong with it. Can you tell me where I can look for help or how soon I might find relief?
Oh, dear. Well, it feels like it's not been diagnosed properly, that's for sure. One of the things you can do and is, and this is just a simple little remedy for you, is make an 8, and the crisscross of the 8 should be right where the pain is in your knee, where you're having the trouble.
Uh-huh.
And that should help relieve some of the discomfort. All right?
Okay.
And another little remedy that the angels use is the color of royal blue. And if you can think of your knee filled with royal blue, that would be helpful.
Okay.
What is it the left knee or the right knee?
It's the left one.
It's the left one. Okay. The left knee is symbolic of the emotional heart. So if there's something going on, and is there something emotionally going on with you right now?
Well, not anymore. I have some skin cancer taken off, and that's just clear.
Okay. All right. So you have some. So what I would suggest is that you put your hand over your forehead and just keep thinking about that and thinking about it and taking snapshots of it. You don't have to feel the emotion, and that should help the knee too. But as far as the diagnosis, it's coming, but you don't have the right diagnosis at this point.
Yeah, well, I'm going again Wednesday to another doctor.
Yeah, go see another doctor. I suggest that. And then maybe you'll call in next week and tell me how you're doing.
Oh, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Could you tell me who my important angels are that I could check with?
Sure, absolutely. Okay, you have Solomon, who's the angel of security. And Evelyn, who's the angel of manifesting, and that's a money angel. And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. Okay?
All right.
Okay, great. And the angel of health is Peter, so be sure and talk to him about your name.
Okay, will do.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay. So now we've got the second affirmation, and the second affirmation is, are you ready for this one? I have financial security. And again, when you say an affirmation, you say it with enthusiasm, and you say it with a positive attitude. I have financial security. Wouldn't that be a... Okay, we can take our caller. Hello?
Hello, this is Julie.
Hi, Julie. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
It is a little quiet, but I'll try to listen hard.
Yeah. What can I help you with?
I was wondering if you could just find out from my angels what messages they have for me as far as supporting me in my new endeavors.
What they're telling me is just lots of blessings. They say you've been through a lot and you're climbing out. You're climbing out of the muck is what they're telling me.
That's
Does
for
that
sure.
sound right?
That and, sounds very accurate.
Yes, and they're saying that, you know, there's a beautiful ladder in front of you, and I kind of see sort of something like Jack and the Beanstalk. There's this really wonderful, magical beanstalk in front of you for you to climb up. And it just feels like there's, like a spiral of good energy that's bringing you wealth and prosperity. So my thoughts are you're in really good shape right now.
Well, great. Great.
And you know what else I feel? This is something different. The angels were just telling me that there's a love interest that's going to be appearing soon.
Really?
How does that sound?
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. Dark, handsome gentleman is going to come into your life in the not too distant future. Are you going to be doing traveling sometime?
Yeah,
in the next
actually,
few months?
I'm going to San Francisco for a week next week. So.
Next week. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, well, keep your eyes open and your heart
okay.
open.
Okay. Well, then I'll have to report back in.
Okay. Let's give you a love angel, Tara.
Okay.
T-A-R-A is the angel of love.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you, Sue.
You're welcome. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Let's see, we're working on our affirmations now. Next affirmation, and this is probably one of the most important, is I am attracting mentors. So I'm going to say that one more time, then we'll take our call. I am attracting mentors. Mentors, really important. Okay, Don, you can take our caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
What is your name?
My name is Chris.
Oh, hi, Chris. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Have I ever given you your angel names?
You know, I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Okay, we're going to have to work on that.
Yeah.
Have I ever given you your angel names?
No, and that's what I was curious about.
Okay, good. All right. Where are you calling from?
From Minnesota.
Okay, good. Well, nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Okay, you have Eileen. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
You can hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. You have Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N.
Okay.
Who's the angel of happiness.
Okay.
And happiness, of course, is very important. And then you have Katrina, who's the angel of prosperity. So there's your money angel.
Okay.
And that always helps.
Yes.
And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication.
Okay. What was that name again?
Gabriel also works with arts and invention. So I don't know. They tell me you've got a pretty active mind, that you put things together really well.
Okay.
Is there something else I can help you with?
Well, I was just curious what they were, where they were guiding me with a difficult boss that I work with.
Try saying that one more time. I didn't get it.
I'm just curious as to where they're guiding me with a difficult boss that I work with.
A difficult
boss?
Boss that you work
with. Yeah.
Oh,
I've been asking
the
for them to give me some
hear. Okay. Where they're guiding you with a difficult boss. And they say really difficult boss. They say this is a tough one for you, because you're somebody who likes to get along with everyone and you know, have an easy, calm life, and your boss is totally the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So and do you need to stay in this job?
Yeah, I do for now.
Okay. Then the only thing I can say is don't provoke. You know, don't do anything. If you know what bothers them, don't do anything to set them off, is
okay.
What I would say. Just be meek and mild and say yes and do the things you need to do and just keep it very, very quiet.
Okay.
There's the angel that wants to help you is, Serena. She's the angel of nurturing, and she says you need a lot of nurturing right now because it's been very difficult for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So
good. Well, thank you for your help.
Okay. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Don, we can take our next caller.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Sue?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Sue. How are you doing this evening?
Good. Who's this?
I love this show. My name's Gayla.
I didn't hear. I'm having a little trouble hearing. What was your name?
Yeah, your voice is real soft, like it's in the distance.
Yeah, and yours too. Let me see. Very well. What can I help you with?
Well, I was wondering what my angels were and what I need to do to bring more finances into my life and some happiness.
Okay. You have William, the angel of peace.
William?
Yes, the angel of peace.
Angel of peace?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so you have William, the angel of peace, and then you have Susan, who's the angel of travel. And it feels
Susan
like,
is travel?
Yes, and it feels like you're going to be doing more traveling.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what? Give you my 800 number at home. 800-323-1790, and we can set up a time, or we can just talk. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Thank you
for calling.
Bye bye.
Bye. Anybody else on the line right now? So my next affirmation is, I have angel assistants, and that's as if the angels were your assistant. So you have, I have angel assistants. Let's go over the affirmations one more time. And again, affirmations are something that you say over and over again, and you say them with enthusiasm, and you just build, like, pick yourself up with your affirmations. So here we go. I am receiving wealth. I have financial security. I am attracting mentors. I have angel assistance. And I am accepting support. Those are the affirmations for the support chapter of the Angel First Aid book. And again, if you'd like to get a copy of the Angel First Aid book so you can follow along with me, my 800 number is 800-323-1790. And my website is theangellady.net. They're also available on the web. Okay, I'll take my next caller.
Sue.
Hello.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mary Jean.
Hi, Mary Jean. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good, good. What can I help you with?
Well, I would like to know, my life has taken a sudden, very sudden turn. And I would like to know what angel or angels are helping me in my life right now.
Okay. Can you tell me, when you say sudden turn, can you be a little more specific what area we're talking about?
Okay. My 38-year-old marriage has broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And not anything that I wanted to happen. But it has, and I'm trying to cope with it and dealing with the feelings of my adult children. I have 10 grandchildren, and this is just a very difficult thing for me. And I haven't been employed except for my husband for the last 15, 20 years, so I don't have a lot of job skills right now.
You know what I'm thinking? It sounds like we really need to talk, because the angels would have a lot to tell you in many areas. So can I give you my 800 number, and do you want to call? I can talk to you a little bit now, and then after we get off the air, maybe we could do like a session or a reading or something, and I could give you more information.
Okay.
Okay, so it's 800-323-1790.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then let me tell you right now what they're saying is it's time to just like pull yourself together and move forward, and they're going to help you. You're going to have a lot of support. Barry, the angel of strength, is going to be there and just give you the guidance and the push that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. Now, can you hear me okay?
Very faintly.
Okay. All right. So I want to check that out. Okay, good. All right. And then another angel for you is Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A,
mm-hmm.
The angel of creativity.
Okay.
And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then at some point you may want to get one of the angel first aid books, too, that to help you out and give you the support that you need. But I do feel like things are going to start to turn around step by step by step. You're getting stronger is what their angels are telling me. They just came right through and said she's getting stronger.
I am.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else I can help you with then right now?
Are you getting anything that tells you what direction my life will take with the help of the angels, or is that something that's probably
I can tell you. Are you talking more the direction of a career?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what do you like to do?
I was a registered nurse 30 years ago. I'm interested in people-oriented things. I love nature. I love gardening, flowers. I'm creative as far as decorating homes, that kind of thing. I've worked with children.
Are you good with elderly?
No, children.
Children. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I do is I see you in an environment with a lot of people working similar to like a social worker where you would you know, be talking to them, assisting them, maybe doing creative things with them, that type thing.
Okay. I used to do volunteer work at a nursing home.
Oh, maybe that's what I was saying.
Uh-huh.
But that's not something you want to do on a regular basis.
Probably not.
Okay. Okay. But well, I just see you doing a variety of things. I don't see you having, you know, it's more or less like you're creating as you go along. So you're developing, creating, doing recreational things. Just seems like a lot of fun what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Look for a job that's fun. That's what the angels just came through and said.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad you called. Thanks for
listening
to our show.
Okay.
Bye. How about we take a break then?
Sue Storm is an expert on angels and the author of the Angel First Aid series. If you want more happiness in your life, then read her first book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Miracles. This book covers prosperity, health, money, career, and relationships. If you want to find your life's purpose, then read Sue Storm's second book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Success. This book is a guide to achieving financial and career goals. The benefits of practicing angel first aid techniques, which are outlined in these books, are enormous, including stronger focus, greater success, financial growth, and spiritual fulfillment. Each book contains a glossary of angels, miracle stories, and testimonials. Treat yourself to an outstanding learning experience that will change your life forever. Call 630-420-1334 to order. That's 630-420-1334. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net. From romance to finance, if your relationship needs an extra spark, or if you are looking for a soulmate to share your life, then Tarina is the angel you will want to call on. Sue Storm will help you to connect with Tarina, the angel of attraction. This angel finds soulmates or encourages compatibility and romance in ongoing relationships. Sue Storm will work with Tarina and the angel first aid techniques to show you how to strengthen your self-confidence and enjoy happiness in the future. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334, that's 630-420-1334, to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment.
Hello, this is Pamela. How are you?
Oh, fine. Did you say Paula?
Hello, this is Pamela.
Oh, Pamela. Okay, great. Hi, Pamela.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Have I ever given you your angel name?
No, I'm actually a friend of Julie Leiden's.
Oh, good.
And you come highly recommended, and she's been talking to me about you for a while now, and she called me and let me know tonight would be a good night.
Oh, great. Okay, good. Well, I'd love to do that. So, all right. So your angel is Nancy.
Nancy. Angel Productivity.
Yes, that means getting things done. She increases performance.
Okay.
And then Robert, the Angel of Balance.
Robert, the Angel of Balance?
Yes, that peace of mind and stability.
Okay.
And then your Archangel is Michael.
An Archangel is Michael?
Mm-hmm. And he's the best Archangel to have.
The best one to have?
Yep, you got it.
Sounds good. And sounds like I need it.
He's the angel of guidance and protection.
Okay.
In fact, he's the archangel on the subject that we're talking about today. We're talking about support.
Right.
So he's the angel that helps with that, with support.
Okay.
Okay. Now tell me, what can I help you with?
I'm just wondering if they have a message for me of any kind, or this is so new to me. I'm kind of a little nervous and excited at the same time.
Is there a subject that you'd like a message on, like career or health or happiness?
Yeah, career and children mainly.
I have several
children, just wondering if there's any message they might have for me, for them.
For your children, you said?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you want to give me their how many children and what ages?
Okay, I have 9 children. The oldest is going to be 24. Do you want all their names and all their ages?
Okay. Donna, are you listening? I'm having trouble hearing her. Can you still hear me, Pam?
I can hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay. All right. So you have 9 children, you said?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Oh, that's better. And they start at 24, and what's the youngest?
And the youngest is 7.
Okay. And what would you like me to tell you something about them? Or?
Yeah, basically, I have some concerns with my oldest son, the 4-year-old son. And just wondering if there's a message, maybe something to maybe set my mind at ease with him, a couple of patterns or things that he's been doing that's been kind of hard. I'm wondering if they have any words of comfort or just to reassure me that things will be okay or whatever.
Okay. And what's his first name?
David.
David. You know, it feels like he's going through a really hard time right now. It seems like he's, how do I describe it? Just off kilter, out of balance.
Yep.
Is what it seems like. So let me tell you, Robert is the angel of balance.
Uh-huh.
And he brings stability and peace of mind. And so that angel might be a very good one for you to talk to.
Okay.
Okay? And just ask him for guidance and to help you.
Okay.
Okay, good. If you want to talk to me one-on-one, my 800 number is 800-323-790.
Okay.
If you want to talk to me more, and I can give you more information off the air.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for calling.
Great.
Nice to
All
meet
right.
you.
Thank you.
Okay,
All
bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we have not gotten to our keywords for support yet. And the keywords are clarity, trust, and communication. And if you're thinking about support, you really do need clarity. And certainly being able to trust yourself and trust others is a big part of support. And communication is a big part of support. Without good, healthy communication, there isn't much left. If you're in a relationship or you're in a work situation and you have good communication, that's wonderful. If you're not having good communication, then that's an area to start picking up. And maybe you can ask your angel team to come in and help you. Gabriel is the angel of communication. And he will be the one that you would ask to help, as well as your angel of teamwork. And that's Jordan, the angel of teamwork. Okay, let's go to, let me see here. Can angels improve customer relations? If you're in a situation where you're a customer relations person, can angels improve things? Angels will set the stage for creating a win-win situation. And I think that's true about any area, no matter what your career is. Always present to stimulate lucrative consumer interactions. They ensure a productive outcome for all involved. Celestial beings accelerate success in the marketplace by focusing their attention on providing quality customer care. And again, we say Cheryl is the angel of customer relations. What I want to do now is I want to go back to the angels that we were talking about in the beginning, the angel specialists for support. And we have Kyle, who's the angel of partnership, which is really good because in business you need to have partnerships. We've already talked about Jordan, the angel of teamwork. And Leslie, the angel of diplomacy. Now, that's important when you're in a career. Leslie is the angel of diplomacy. Loretta is the angel of new enterprise. And Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, is the angel of sales. That's an important one if you're in the sales field. Solomon is the angel of security. He can be the angel of emotional security. He's the angel of safety. And he's the angel of financial security as well. He is the angel of security. What do we want to do now? I guess what I want to tell you is the next book that I'm writing, we're going to go off subject here for a few minutes. The next book that I'm writing is going to be Angel First Aid, RX for True Love. And I want you to know some of the new angels that just came to me that are going to be in my new book. So we're going to talk about those angels. I thought that would be fun tonight. We have Geraldine, who's the angel of contentment, and Roseanne, R-O-S-E-A-N-N, who's the angel of romance. And then we have Hannah, who's the angel of loyalty, and Melanie, who's the angel of devotion. So I thought it would be fun to have some of the new angels, and we can talk about them as we go along. We'll intermingle the love angels into the angels of support. All right, Don, do you want to take a little break here then?
Sure, we can take a little break.
Okay.
If you subscribe to the belief that the past is a harbinger of the future, then what I have to say may be of great interest to you. Sue Storm is one of America's foremost authorities on angelic communication. She is an acclaimed author, motivational speaker, and prosperity consultant who has improved countless lives. You will be inspired when you hear how Sue came away from a near-death experience with the special ability to see, hear, and speak to angels. She has since dedicated her life to teaching thousands of people how to communicate with their angels to receive help and divine guidance. Sue is available to assist you in any of your endeavors. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call her for help. She will teach you angel first aid techniques that will enrich your life in ways you never thought possible. Invest in yourself. Make an angelic connection. Call Sue Storm at 630-420-1334. Again, 630-420-1334. I am here to tell you about a rewarding experience, and that is a personal consultation with the angels. If success, prosperity, happiness, or personal growth is your goal, then an angelic consultation is the next step. At the end of the session, you will feel energized and have a new perspective. The Angel Lady will be your guide to bringing new direction into your life. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334 to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment. The number again, 630-420-1334.
Okay, here we're back after our short break, and once again, I'm going to give out the phone number to call. It's 888-268-4313. I get so excited I forget to give out the phone number, but I'd love to have you call in, get the names of your angels, and ask any questions. Okay, Don, I'm ready for our next caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Julie in Denver.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. What
I had a question about my mom's health.
Your mom's health?
Yeah.
Okay. I can you hear me all right? We're checking the sound on the phones.
Yeah, I can hear you real well.
Okay, good. Oh, that's great. All right. So, and your mom's first name?
Laurel.
Laurel. Hmm. You know what I hear when you say that? I hear that she's improving.
Improving? Okay.
Say that again.
Did you say improving?
Improving, yes.
Oh, good.
It feels like it's coming a little slower than anybody would like, but definitely she's building strength. And Barry, the angel of strength, tells me she's building her strength.
Okay, good. I appreciate
that. And how about you? How are you doing?
I'm okay. Added stress with work, but that's normal.
How about we give you an angel to help you at work?
I'd like that.
You know what? This is going to be a funny one, but it's Florence, the angel of compassion.
Okay.
Because they tell me you're going to need a lot of compassion to make it through.
Yeah. After today's meeting, yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I was wondering, are you giving away affirmations tonight?
Oh, sure. Would you like an affirmation? That would be great.
Sure, I'd love one.
You're going to love this affirmation, too. I have plenty of cash available.
Okay, I'll take that one. I have plenty of cash available.
Say it with enthusiasm and watch it happen.
I have plenty of cash available.
You got it. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you, Sue.
Mm-hmm, bye. Bye. All right. That was a fun affirmation. I have plenty of cash available. And anyone listening, if there's any affirmation that you hear and you want to use it for yourself, go ahead. That's perfectly okay. You can take anything that I say, any angel that I mention that you want to talk to. And we'll stop for a second here and we'll talk about how do you talk to your angels, because I'm saying talk to them. Maybe you don't really know what that means. So right after we take our next talk about how you talk to your Hi, who's
Marty.
This?
From Chicago.
Oh, did you? I didn't get the first name.
Marty.
Marty from Chicago. You got it. How are you?
Okay, you?
Good. Wonderful. Thank you.
I had a question.
Okay.
I'm about to start a job tomorrow, and I'm wondering if the angels had any advice for me regarding my new job.
You know what? This is very exciting. It sounds like your new job is going to be just a good fit. Like you haven't had a good fit for a while? Does that seem right?
It's been a little while, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And it just seems like it's more in the line of the career that you're used to, the career that you're really good at and that you've spent years developing. So they're saying many blessings to you, that it's going to work out well. Let me see if there's any cautions or something that they're telling me you should look out for. Can I take a second here and ask that question? They're saying no. They're saying that you've got this one down pat. It's going to be easy and fun, and they're really going to like you. That this is the one thing I hear very strongly, is they're really going to like you.
Great.
Yeah. So go in there with a smile on your face and just take charge, they said. Are you going to be sitting next to a window?
Yeah.
Okay, let the sun shine in.
Oh, that would be good.
Okay. And let me give you a special angel to help you in your work.
Okay.
Actually, Jacob, the angel of education.
Uh-huh.
Because you will be learning new things. Maybe learning how to make proposals or something. You're going to be learning new things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you take Jacob to work with you tomorrow, and good luck. Call us next week and let us know how it goes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
We'll do.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right. This was fun. I really had a good time today. I loved all our callers, and it was a wonderful show, and I really enjoyed it. So now let's talk about how you communicate with your angels, and then I think we'll say goodnight, and I'll see you next week. What you do is you talk to your angels just like you're talking to a friend, just like you're talking to a confidant, like they're next to you. They're your friends. You can give them information. You can make requests. A good idea is to request before you go to bed at night, and then they can work on it all night long. And then, but you can ask them anytime. Take your angels with you. Let them be your support team. Take them to work with you. Let them be in the car with you. Let them protect you. Let them watch over you. And just blessings to you all. That's what the angels do. They just bring their blessings, bring the messages. My 800 number, if anyone would like to call me direct and set up a reading because we can help you improve your life, is 800-323-1790. And let the angels into your life. Welcome them. And just watch it change for the better.
Sue Storm's Angel Talk is an exploration of the worlds of angels. These angelic beings can guide you to prosperity and bring peace into your life. In the words of Archangel Michael, you are never alone, and there is always hope.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a BlogInService.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.